Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, testing 1, 2, 3. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, testing 1, 2, 3. This is Srila Prabhupada's microphone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam class. Sixth canto, first chapter, text 42, recorded June 23, 1975.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Surya Agni Kham Marud Deva Soma Sandhya Ahani Disha Kam Ku Swayam Dharma Iti Yete Daihyasya Sakshina Suryogni kam murud deva. Suryogni kam murud deva. Somak sandhya hani disha. Somak sandhya hani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Suryogni kam marud deva. Somak sanjahani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Suryogni kam marud deva. Somak sanjahani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. Suryogni kam marud deva. Somak sanjahani disha. Kam kuk swayam dharma iti. Yete daihyasya sakshina. The sun god. Agni, the fire. Kam, the sky. Marut, the air. Deva, the demigod. Soma, the moon. Sandhya, the evening or night. Ahani, the day. Disha, the directions. Kam, the water. Ku, the land. Swayam, personally. Dharma, Lord Yamaraj. Iti, thus. He, indeed. Ete, all of them. Dahyasya, in relationship to those who are embodied in the material elements. Sakshina, the witnesses. The sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and the Supersoul himself, all are witnesses, all witness the activities of the living entity.
Suryogni kam marud deva. సోమ సంధ్యా అహుని దిశ పంఫు సమ ధర్మ ఇది జీతి గైరస్ శాస్ Sometimes foolish people challenge, so who has seen? Who has seen? Sometimes they argue, Christian philosophers, that if I am suffering the resultant action of my past life, then where is the weakness that I have done something wrong in my past life? Where is the weakness? So to them, this is the answer, that God has created so many witnesses. But the first witness is Surya, the sun. How you can go away from the sunlight? Anywhere you go, we are in this room, because it is daytime, the sunlight is there. Surya Agni. Agni means fire. We have to touch with fire in so many ways. The factories are working fire, the electric powerhouse, the electricity, the oven, the kitchen, fire. So, Agni, Surya Agni, Kham, Akash, sky. Where you can escape sky? Within the room there is sky, outside the sky, up the sky, down the sky. Everywhere is sky. Sujyogni, Khan, Marut, air. Where is no air? Every place there is air. Deva. Deva means the Supreme Lord. What is that Deva? Demigods are God. God is associated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutana viddesha jnitishtati. Deva. In sandhya, in the morning, there is sun. In the evening, there is moon. And sandhya, ahani, ahani means day, and disha, the direction, east, west, north, south, then corner, then up and down, this is called disha. Kam, then water, and ku, is the land, kam, ku, sayana dharma, the dharmaraj, dharmaraj, is present. Iti, thus, he, in this, says all these. Daihasa. Daihasa means one who has accepted this birth. Basically, a living entity who has accepted this material body, he has to work. This is called field of work. The Bhagavad Gita is called what is that? Khetra. Khetra, khetra, khetra. I am khetra God. I am the soul. I know this is my body. I never say, I am the body. My body. Never say, I body. Nobody say. So, Daiyasu. Any sane man, he knows that I am not this body, it is my body. I never say I finger, my finger. I never say I head, my head. So this body is mine. So anyone who has accepted this body, Daiyasu, and what a man he is doing. It is all witnessed by so many witnesses. How can you have one? How can you do something very secretly? So it's not possible. Everything is being noted. And so punishment or reward, you have to accept because you are not independent. We foolishly say independent, we don't care for anybody. There is no God. But there is death. That you have to believe. So, that death is God. Krishna says, Aham Vittu Sarva Harasya. One who does not see God during lifetime, so he will see God at the time of death. There is no question of not seeing God. Here is God, Krishna. He is standing, he is so merciful, he has come to this temple so that we can take the advantage of seeing him. But we are seeing him still idol or something, stone or wood. He does not know that because he cannot see now at the present moment without being wood or stone or something material. So Krishna has very kindly come to me so that I can see him in a form which I can see. That is it. We have repeatedly said this. Therefore, we should never think Achi Vishnu Shiradhi, the worshipable deity Krishna Vishnu, has made of stone. In the higher sense, the stone is also Krishna. But Krishna's energy is like, if you go to the street, you may see the sun in the sky, but when you are within the room, you may not see the sun in the sky directly, but because it is daytime, therefore we can understand there is sun on the sky. Similarly, we do not require to see God directly. We can see him through his energy. Just like in a telephone hangar, as soon as somebody speaks, immediately see him. How it is called? By his words. Immediately see. You are in a closed room, somebody knocking, and you say, "Wait," he says, "and." Then easily by his voice you can see. Why do you want to see directly? You can see anything by his energy. Just like if you feel heat here, then immediately you become salad, or there must be some fire. If there is some smoke, immediately you can understand there is fire. So, by intelligence and by the energy of God, you can see God. That is intelligence. So Krishna says, Bhumirapa analavayu khamano buddhiri vasa ahankara iti mi dhimna bhakti astrada. It is my energy. So stone is also energy of Krishna. But you have not eyes to see Krishna in this stone. That is everything. Krishna said that this is my energy. Just like you can see, by energy you can see the energy. Similarly, by seeing Krishna's energy, you can see Krishna. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, for them, there is nothing material. Everything is Krishna. Sthavara jangama jati nadati karma. actually Vaishnava is actually honest, because he does not see anything except Krishna. Anything he sees, Krishna realizes. Where is not Krishna? The Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya tatam idam sarvam. I am expanded everywhere. Am bhakta murtina. Am bhakta means not manifest. He is in the fire, he is in the water, he is in the land, he is in the sky, everywhere. He is in the mind, in the intelligence, his soul, his partner. So, Krishna is everywhere. Simply, you have to make your eyes how to see him. That is. That is prema. Prema jana srita bhakti vilosanena santa sadaiva vilaya kibhivata. Those are santa, saintly person. They always see Krishna. Why? Prema jana srita. Because he is in love with Krishna. Because he have your beloved child, although he is out of sight, you can see him in his shoe, in his cloth, in his toy, or my child. That requires prayer. Similarly, if you have knowledge, theoretical knowledge even, that everything is Krishna's energy, and if you have love for Krishna, with reference to the context, whatever you see, you see Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Perfection of Krishna consciousness. You cannot see anywhere where there is no Krishna. So this is for the devotee. For the ordinary person, these are the descriptions. Where the Surya, the sun is also Krishna, the fire is also Krishna, the sky is also Krishna, the air is also Krishna, the moon is also Krishna, the evening is Krishna, the time is Krishna. How can I avoid Krishna? Krishna says that I am bhakta smriti jnanam apohananch. Krishna is everywhere. You cannot avoid Krishna. Simply on account of your foolishness, Maya is covering your eyes to see Krishna. So, māmi vaja prabhadante māyā metāṁ tadantite. If you surrender to Krishna, then Maya started will be taken away and will see Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. This is it. Then you become perfect. As soon as you learn how to see Krishna everywhere. This is art, transcendental art, spiritual art. How to see Krishna? Then you become perfect. That is what. So, the devotee of Krishna, they know that everywhere is Krishna, and I cannot do anything concealing myself from the eyes of Krishna. Therefore, I should not do anything which is sinful. This is the first step of advancing in Krishna consciousness. We are thinking that although we are doing this sinful activity, Krishna cannot see. No, Krishna will see. God has known that. Krishna is seeing. And Krishna says that unless one is free from all sinful activity, she cannot be engaged in full devotional service of Krishna consciousness. Desham antavatam sutapam jananam punna karmana te dandamaha nirmutta bhajanti mahandi. So, you should willfully try to become his seeing. But there are two kinds of seeing. When you act sinfully, that is also being seen by Krishna. And a fine was having him, that is also being said by Krishna. So, we have to be seen by him that we are actually acting for him as his partner. Then we will be recognized. You cannot form see him. He is seeing. He can see everything. But when you act sinfully, then the maya started prohibits you not to see Krishna. But when you actually surrender to him, then you can see Krishna is present. You see everything. That is one thing. I, Guru Maharaj, used to say that don't try to see Krishna. Try to become being seen by Krishna. That is it. You cannot see Krishna. So long. Ato Sri Krishna Namadi Navhavin Draiham Indri. So long you have got this material eyes, material senses, we cannot hear you. Others may chant Hare Krishna, he is enjoying, and others their thinking disturbed. The same chanting. So, because one has got this material ear, he is thinking it is disturbing. And one has got spiritual ear, then he is enjoying, oh, yes, Hare Krishna. This is the difference. So, we have to purify our senses, then we shall see Krishna, we shall know that Krishna is seeing us, our activities, our sinful activities, and we have to suffer for this. We have to accept a similar body. That Krishna says, Ishvaram sarva-bhutanam nirdesho arjuna tishtate brahmayam sarva-bhutani jantra-rudhani maya. Everybody of us, we are getting a new type of body. This is a jantra, this is a machine given by Krishna through the agency of material nature. This body is made of material nature. I am the owner of the body or driver of the body. And Krishna is the giver. You should all admit. Krishna is sitting within us and he knows what kind of body I am desiring. He is immediately honoring material nature that is giving such and such body, and she is ready, she can manufacture millions of types of body in a second. Material nature. That you have seen nature, how all of a sudden all the trees become green. Yesterday, the day before yesterday, there was no leaf. And the third day in the morning you see all the trees are full. How it is that? So nature is so powerful. Immediate. So therefore, similarly, our bodies, your body, my body, millions and trillions and numberless bodies, immediately see. Prakitektriya manani, gunai paramani. We have to study that. How prakriti is like? The prakriti is not under your control. Prakriti is working under the supervision of Krishna. Maya bhakshena prakriti shirate satarakaram. As soon as Krishna says, now make all the trees leafless. He says, make all the trees without leaves. That is God. That is prakriti. Try to understand like that. Why you compare your seeing intelligence with God's intelligence? I cannot be, therefore can't God cannot be. I cannot see God, therefore God cannot see. These are telling me. Because I am an insignificant creature. Kudra Adati. Kudra means very, very insignificant. I'm comparing myself with the intelligence of God. So we have to give up this nonsense idea is knowledge. We have to understand God as it is said in this sutra. Practically, we have to judge. Then we shall understand God, His intelligence, how He is working. Because in the previous verse, He said, Dina sadhamni ami bhava rajas rajasatta tamomaya guru nama kriya rupai duhamanti jathar. Everything is being supplied by the nature, by the order of Krishna. According to the modes of nature, we are contaminated. We are infected with certain type of guna. Immediately, our body, activities, name, we are contaminated with tamogun. There are so many animals in the tamogun. Trees, plants, tamogun, darkness, no knowledge. So, similarly, satogun, if you associate with satogun, then you get the body of a brahmana, intelligent man, saintly man. Everything is ready. It requires only our association. That's all. Therefore, the advice is that you all become the topmost qualified man. That is the propaganda of Krishna consciousness. Become first class topmost man. Don't remain. Tamasi ma. Don't remain in darkness. This is our only request. Otherwise, why? We are making this propaganda because Krishna wants. We are all servants of Krishna. Therefore, our only aim is to serve Krishna. And Krishna wants that save these rascals from Rajugun Tamagun. Bring them, transcendent to Satogun, and they will be happy. This is Krishna's desire. Nishtayana Bhavadi. Arjuna, you become above these three gunas. That is the Krishna's desire. Why you are bothering with these gunas? This is my body, this is my family, this is this, this is this, this is this. You are arguing so much. Therefore, Krishna said, this is your love, Bhavad. These are only material platform. Come to the spiritual platform. Ultimately, he said that you are my very dear friend, therefore I am disclosing to you the most confidential knowledge. Sarva dharma paritya jama. This is the whole insight. So all these shastras, all these Vedas, all this knowledge, they are simply leading to Krishna consciousness. Veda is the sattvai ahami bhavet. But in the Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to go step by step. People are so foreign, so much engrossed in Rajagun and Tamagun. Therefore, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has empowered the holy name of God. That simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you can make equal progress than in other. People used leaf for 100,000 of years. At that time, you could meditate upon for 60,000 years, still 40,000 years. You can be perfectly. But it is not possible now. Therefore, the supreme perfection attained in the Satya Yuga by meditation was possible in the next Yuga, Trita Yuga, by performing sacrifice. Pitaya jajato makhai. Therefore, he could sajaya the next day by worshipping deity. Pritajaya. Kalota dhari kirtana, the same way that he is. Because Kalito is very difficult to be fixed up in meditation or to perform very costly yajnas or to perform worship of the deity. That is also difficult. When you are pleased that you are worshipping the deity very nicely, cordially. But in India we find there are so many temples. Of course it requires the energy. Otherwise, here also there are so many churches now that being closed. This church, this was a church, now it was closed. There is no customer. Now it is filled up. What? The same church, the same man, the same spot, it is due to real knowledge. So if you want simply opening centers, if there is no knowledge, then it will again become a closed church. Someday. So don't do that. Before opening a center, you must have perfect worshipper, perfect devotees. Not perfect, at least those are willing to become. They're open. Otherwise, simply chant. Kalota dhariki gita. That will never be enjoyed. Anywhere you chant, you will succeed. Anywhere. Sit down, if you chant without any offense, then kalota dhariki gita. But, if possible, open nice centers, worship nicely, and that will be good. But if you are unable to do anything, either the meditation or offering sacrifices or worshiping the deity in this age, simply if you sincerely chant without an offense, then your life is sure to be successful. Thank you very much.